Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Check it out.
You're listening to the Pick and Roll Show, where your sports talk goes hard in the paint or is wide open for the jumper. And now it's time to roll with Pick and Roll.
He's Pick, I'm Roll. Ready, Pick?
Yes, sir. Let's roll.
Hey, man.
What's up,
man? What up?
Chilling.
How are you?
Good, brother. Good, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Just chilling.
Yeah, man. Been looking for you, bro. Always looking for you. Always looking for you, man.
You're not looking for me.
Nah, I wasn't, but I know where you at.
Yeah.
I know where you be at.
How you been, dude?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good.
Good?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, I'm a little sad today.
I know. We just, while we were sitting here prepping for the show.
Charlie,
I got the news.
Charlie Murphy passed today. So we'll give a moment of silence to Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy!
And we're back.
Rest in peace, Charlie
Murphy.
Yes,
sir, Charlie Murphy, man.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the free funny.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to have a lot of quotes. You know, Charlie Murphy.
Darkness.
Darkness. Yeah.
He will always be forever remembered because of that.
That's probably going to be the most famous thing from him.
Yeah.
I would say. Would be Chappelle's Show. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know Eddie Murphy had a brother until Chappelle's Show.
No, I knew it before then. Did he was in Harlem Nights.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was in Harlem Nights. He was just like an extra. He was another guy. He had a small part, but he didn't really say much.
Dude, they look.
But he was a writer.
Yeah, they look exactly alike.
He looks like the evil twin of right. Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Like Eddie Murphy on a bad night when he goes pick up transvestites.
Did he do that?
In New York. Yeah, remember?
No.
Yeah, he got caught up. He got, yeah.
Why?
Something like that.
Didn't he date Vanity?
You mean the Scary Spice?
Was that her? She was Scary Spice?
Yeah.
Vanity was Scary Spice.
No, not
Spice.
Vanity. No, you talking about...
Oh, but he did date one of the Spice Girls.
Yeah,
right?
he had baby mama.
Oh.
Scary Spice, yeah.
Damn.
I forgot her real name, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, like I was saying, it wasn't until 2004 I found out who Charlie Murphy was.
Charlie Murphy.
Man, he was funny.
Fuck your couch. Oh, that's Rick James. Rick James, bitch. Fuck your couch.
What he says, like, hey... Hey, Chad, when you go to the bathroom, make sure you pee sitting down, not standing up. He's like, get your fat ass up them stairs before I cut some bacon off of you or something like
that. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it's the Chappelle Show, man, when it was the pimps in slavery. Remember they
went
back to the pimps? And they was like, he was on the hate. He was in that one, too. He was in a lot of them, actually. So
It's crazy, man. It's so sad. I didn't even know he was sick. He had leukemia.
Yeah, I didn't know either. They keep a lot of stuff under wraps. You know, there's a lot of famous guys that are people in general that have stuff that they don't bring out till later, which you know, that's their private.
Right.
So I get that. I mean,
it's like what Philip Seymour Hoffman was a heroin addict for years.
Yeah, I mean, drugs and, you know, stuff like that. And they always, they kind of, if you're famous, they kind of keep that on the low until you know.
Until it just comes out.
Yeah, people that know you might know or know them might know. But,
right.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, that's how it is, man.
So unfortunate, man.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, but, we got some stuff we got to cover. And,
I know, man.
But let me just address the elephant in the room.
Go ahead. Well, there's an elephant in the room?
Well, kind of.
Did you just call me fat, dude?
No. You're fluffy.
That's
No, you know, I didn't drop the last episode we did 2 weeks ago. I failed to put that one out. So that's on me. My bad. Slacker. Fans, my bad.
Slacker.
All 40 of you.
Yeah. You used to complain about me, too.
I know I did. I used to give you so much grief about that.
Yep.
It's now like, Chuck, put it out.
Now you do it. Yep. So now you see.
Hey.
Yep.
See? But this one will go out live and today. Learn, brother. So it is 1 o'clock today on a Wednesday. It'll go up as soon as we're done. It's going
to
go live.
What does black people be going through, man, trying CP to time. Do editing and stuff? You know, be putting us through the, you know, through the ringer. It's systemic.
It is systemic. Totally systemic.
Conspiracy brother right now.
You are conspiracy brother. Well, I said that like 3 times. Conspiracy brother.
It's a conspiracy.
You think there's a lot of conspiracies out there?
It's not a conspiracy if it's true.
This is true.
So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of... just to be honest, this presidential election has shown me...
The conspiracy.
I mean, I already knew anyway. But this just shows you all the propaganda and stuff. And, you know, when you watch TV shows, like I watch Quantico, I watch a lot of the... You know,
I watched Quantum Leap a lot back in the day.
Well, I watch a lot of FBI, military, CIA, undercover shows, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and you kind of see how they operate and you're like, man... Right. There's really people out there doing it. They're not making this stuff up. There's people out there doing that stuff. So I was watching Quantico. They were talking about misinformation, you know, and how people are using social media, just like how the Russians use social media to sway certain voters, whatever, is what they were saying about Trump and his connection with Russia, just putting out misinformation or, you know, just confusing people or whatever it is. That's being done today.
So, yeah, we're gonna get into that today. Yeah, gonna definitely get into that.
Yeah. I mean, it's always been done. It's just social media is the way now. But back in the day, it was paper.
Pretty damn evident.
Yeah, it's just really, I mean.
Like, I have this note here that I heard about President LBJ. What do you think of this?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, man. So
yeah.
Yeah, man.
So that's, what do you want to get into, man? What do you want to start?
Let me give a shout out to my Tar Heel Nation, UNC.
UNC.
Chapel Hill, 2017 National Champs. NCAA basketball. Shout out to them.
This is the third.
Danny Green on the Spurs.
There you go. Know. The UNC triple.
Yeah, I wish I got to see him at the store, but I didn't get to see him.
Oh, he went to your location.
Not mine. Went to a different one. But,
oh, gotcha. Yeah. So this is the third time that they went. They've won under Roy Williams. Is it the second?
I think it's at least two. I know two, they won, right? 08 was 08 and 05.
They won in 05. Right?
Sean May and them, and then with Felton
McCants.
McCants now?
No, McCants was with Sean May.
Yeah, because who was before that? I don't think Jameson and them won. Vince Carter.
No, they didn't. They got close.
That was before.
That was Bill Guthridge. Him.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I think it's either two or three. I can't remember.
Well, you know what? We have the power of the internet right here at our fingertips. Yeah, I mean, while you're configuring it. It doesn't matter.
You know.
It doesn't matter, but yeah, congrats.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, it's still a good program. Congrats to Roy Williams. I'm not sure. I'm kind of curious who would succeed him.
He doesn't really have a successor yet.
I think he does.
Really?
You got Hubert Davis on the bench.
Hubert Davis is there?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Is it Hubert Davis? Yeah.
He's a UNC alum?
Yeah.
Wow, this is the third title he's won with UNC.
So what, 08, 05?
05, 09.
Oh, nine. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Close enough.
So, you got Kenny the Jet Smith out there. You know, I don't know if he'd be a coach. Michael Jordan's not.
I thought you were talking about a UNC alum.
I don't want Jordan coaching.
No, he doesn't belong in college.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who else you know you would put in after him. But
Hubert Davis would.
I
be
think
a good
Hubert
successor.
Davis would be a really good success. He's on the bench now.
Yeah.
So I mean, he's. I think he was brought there for a reason.
Yeah.
You know. So he's a really good coach. He's been NBA coaching for a while and came down to coaching in college. So. We'll see what happens, man.
He's had a pretty successful career, Roy Williams at UNC.
Yeah, he has. He has some up and downs, too. We had some legal issues as well.
Did he really?
The academics and all that. Remember McCants called it out a little bit?
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure why
he
would say anything, but, I mean, hey, teach his own. I'm not sure why.
He's got to be the token
conspiracy brother. He just threw the school under the bus, man. That's your... Alma mater, man. I would like not say anything, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I don't know, but national champs nonetheless. My Buckeyes didn't even make the NIT.
Hey.
Not sure what's up with that program. You know, that might have had some work to do. We lost another guy. He transferred out, so I'm not sure what's going on.
There's always Bootsy Thornton.
Who was that?
Scootie Penn. I mean, Bootsy Thornton played for St. John's. I always say that.
Yeah, I think I remember that guy.
But shout out to Bootsy Thornton. Name wherever you're at, man.
He's probably chilling. I don't know. So, shout out to that. I got the NFL draft coming up, too, as well.
Steelers going to do anything?
We need some defenders. I think we're good on offense.
Yeah.
So we need some defenders. We drafted two cornerbacks last year early, mm-hmm. so I think we should go for a linebacker. I think Timmons has been in the league for a while, so I think we need to replace him. We got Shazier, so B gets hurt a lot. So I'd say linebacker. I'd say defense.
What about Big Ben? Is he coming back next year?
Yeah, he said he was coming back. So, I mean.
I didn't realize he was getting up there already.
He's been in the league for a while.
Yeah.
But he's still
productive.
Super effective. I mean, he's still a top three quarterback, I'd say.
Oh, here we go.
Who's better than him? Tom Brady.
Uh-huh. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Okay.
Matt Ryan.
No. How many rings does Matt Ryan have?
Russell Wilson.
No.
Matt Ryan doesn't have any rings.
Right.
See,
Russell Wilson does.
This is what we always go off topic because you always say stats, and we're going to get into this.
Oh, rings don't matter?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, take the rings out. Yeah, okay. Who's better? Ben Rock's still better.
Yeah,
you can't compare Matt Ryan to Ben Roethlisberger. Man, come on.
We're going
to
compare.
You can compare with
Dak Prescott.
No, dude from San Diego.
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers to him. I'll give that's a fair comparable comparison.
Well, you know Phillip Rivers has like 5 kids?
Does he?
Yeah.
Same wife?
Yeah.
Okay, good for him. I'm glad it's the same wife. Good boy. Yeah. Ooh, it'd be Sean Kemp have like 15 kids. Like, man.
Well, you know, so we're talking about NFL. The news out there was recently Tony Romo did not use the R word. He didn't retire. He didn't say he was retiring. He said he was just going to broadcasting. He never once said, I'm retiring.
He didn't say he was retiring, did he?
He didn't. But did you see that the Dallas Mavericks dressed
him? Was he in the layup line?
He was in the layup. He did layup drills, and they announced him in the starting lineup.
I saw that, but I'm not sure how to feel about that. I'm not really a Cowboys fan. I mean, I like, you know, of course, I like Zeke. You know, it's my boy. I like Dak Prescott. I like, you know, Dez Bryant. But
I think they were just trying to give him like Mark Cuban was trying to give him like a little send-off.
That's what he said. Well, that's what Carlisle said. Rick Carlisle said.
They wanted to give him a send-off.
Yeah, because the Cowboys didn't really do it.
No, they didn't.
So I guess he wanted to kind of do it before anybody else did it.
It was kind of cool. That was kind of cool.
I mean, it was okay.
I'm not a big fan. I think it's stupid.
No, I didn't say it was stupid. I mean, I think he would have got the same effect of just being on the sidelines. He didn't have to be in the layup line, did he?
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about. I mean, did he just want some pub or something? I don't know what that was about.
I don't know what it was.
Because I've never seen, like...
Mark Cuban always does some weird stuff, dude.
Why did he have to be in the layup line? He could have just came out, you know, and before the game, and you know how they do it Spurs games.
Well, Mark Cuban wanted to actually have him play. He contacted Adam Silver to have him actually play, I guess, like a one-day contract or something. And he actually went to Adam Silver asking him, and Adam Silver
said okay.
No.
Oh, okay. He said no. Yeah. Well,
it didn't happen. So then,
what's the point of that?
So he just kind of did the layup drills, and
it's like signing Johnny Manziel to a 2-year contract for $4 million.
Johnny Manziel is a basket case.
That's what I'm saying. That's like. No, actually, it's not like that. Tony Romo should have a job in the NFL.
You don't think so?
No, he should have a job in the NFL.
Oh, he should. He should still be playing. Yeah, still playing. I agree.
I would still have somebody backing him up because he's going to get hurt.
Well, weren't the Texans rumored to go after him?
I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, there's a bunch of teams that I think are on the cusp that could.
Denver wanted him. Houston wanted him.
Denver and Houston stand out as two teams that could use him.
But it was just Jerry being Jerry, getting his way.
I don't know. Maybe it might happen. Like, remember Carson Palmer went through with Cincinnati that he sat out a year.
Oh yeah, because he didn't want to play there, right? Or what happened?
He said he wanted to be traded, and Mike Brown wouldn't trade him. So Mike Brown said, "All right, I'm not going."
Is it Mike Brown?
Trade. Yeah. Well, it might be his kids now, but he's like, "I'm not going to trade you." You know, so sit out, and he sat out for a year. Mm-hmm. And then next year, Cardinals, and now he's.
Now he's
always in the playoffs.
He's a good quarterback.
He's probably got more playoff wins than the Bengals have
in the last like 30 years.
Right, exactly. By himself, you know. Just
we just need they need Ike Rozier.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Or Boomer. Let's get Boomer to play.
I don't know. I think they need. I think they need to change the head coach. I love Marvin Lewis, but I think he's run his course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't really done anything.
Yeah, I think
he's the longest tenured NFL coach too. Right.
How many playoff games has he won?
Maybe one. Or you know, two.
So if we go,
I think it's like him and Mike McCarthy in Green Bay.
Yeah, but he hasn't won anything.
Mm-hmm.
One or two. I mean,
that's crazy.
Just say two. That's still bad for a coach.
Yeah, and then that was the thing where we got into a nice little debate, and I'm not a Cowboys fan, and you're not a Cowboys fan, so we can be kind of unbiased on this because Miggs and our boy Randall. Got into
is
this.
Randall Cowboys fan?
No, they had this discussion because they were the debate
he's
came
Texas
up.
Fan.
He is a Texans fan. The debate came up about is Tony Romo going to get inducted into the Cowboys Ring of Honor? You know, the little thing in the stadium where each person's got their name or some of the better players? Yeah,
not the Hall of Fame.
Not the Hall of Fame?
He's not going to be. I would say Ring of Honor, yes.
Okay.
Because he meant a lot to that franchise. And it's not his fault that they didn't win. It's not his fault.
Right. He only had two playoff wins.
He can only do so much, though.
Right.
So, I mean, that's
like, and it's Cowboys. Cowboy fans are a lot like Spurs fans, and I'm ready to get into that too. By the way,
oh God, Spurs
but hold on, you're gonna be proud of me after we have this conversation. So, they blame everything on him.
You can't blame everything.
Yeah, he only had two playoff wins, but statistically,
he had great stats.
He's a better quarterback than Aikman.
Yeah, he had great stats. And then really think about it, who did he really have?
He didn't have anybody.
He never had like
he a had consistent. Terrell Owens, but
for how long?
Like 4 years, maybe 3 years.
No, I don't think
was it 3 years? I think it was 3 years.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but he's never really had that other person with him for his whole career, like a Michael Irvin, like a Drew Pearson, like a, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Tony Hill. I mean, he had guys back in the day.
He had Jason Witten.
You know what I'm saying? Emmitt Smith. You had, you know what I mean?
He didn't have this offensive.
He didn't have the, you know, he didn't have this offensive line. You know, they got it at the end of his career. So if he had all those tools at the same time, mm-hmm. made DeMarco Murray for what, 2 years? So he never really had a consistent line, receiver, or running back at the same time.
Yeah.
And he still put up good numbers.
He did.
He just had the press. So he has bad numbers on interceptions. Right. He had the press because, hell, who else was going to make a play?
Right.
It wasn't like nobody's going to run the ball.
So everyone always kept saying, oh, he's like Brett Favre. He's trying to force everything. I'm like,
he has to.
Yeah.
Who else is going to make a play?
He didn't have a running back.
Yeah. I mean, he had no receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he had Terrell Owens for a couple years, but how long ago was that?
Yeah, but
before Dez Bryant.
But Terrell Owens, it wasn't San Francisco Terrell Owens.
Name me, other than Terrell Owens and Dez Bryant, name
Jason Witten. But he was a tight end.
Yeah, he had Jason Witten his whole career, but that's a tight end.
Yeah.
Like, what about the outside?
It's true.
Name somebody.
No, I can't. That's what I'm saying.
I can't either. So, I can't name anybody that really played with, you know. And you can say, well, you know, same thing with Tom Brady, but yeah. You know, that's a whole different thing right
there. Totally different story.
Yeah, Tom Brady's always had a great line, always. Mm-hmm. And he has Belichick. But I can't compare Jason Garrett to Belichick in no way at all.
Yeah.
I think Jason Garrett's the problem, actually.
You think he's a problem?
He seems bland to me. I don't really see, I don't know. He doesn't inspire me at all. I mean,
he doesn't look like he inspires.
I'm just not inspired by Jason Garrett. Not that he's a bad
coach. Are you inspired by Bill Belichick?
I'm sure in the locker room he's inspiring, but outside, from what we see, no.
Okay.
But like, you know, Mike Tomlin, yeah.
Mike
Tomlin,
yeah, yeah.
Bill Cowher,
I'm
a Steelers fan, so I'm kind of partial.
Chuck Knoll?
Yeah, oh yeah. All those guys are like hard. I mean, they're in your face. I think Chuck Knoll might even tackled somebody one time. But yeah, I mean, all those guys, you know, of course I'm biased towards the Steelers, but
we're passionate coaches. We made the fair comparison. Randall and I were telling Migs, Troy Aikman was like Terry Bradshaw. And they're like, well, what do you mean? I go, well, they're both.
He had a great team around him.
Exactly.
So,
and Terry Bradshaw was a good quarterback, but was he a great quarterback?
No, I'd say Ben Roethlisberger is better than Terry Bradshaw.
Okay. But Terry Bradshaw made the plays when he needed to make a play.
Well, Lynn Swann and John Stallworth and Franco Harris made those plays.
He had those guys there.
I mean, he had Mel Blount. You had so many guys on Mean Joe Green. I mean, you had LC Greenwood, Jack Lambert. I mean, I could name probably 10 Hall of Famers on that team.
Yeah.
So he was just one of many. Ben Roethlisberger is pretty much.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, he's a Hall of Famer for sure. But
Plexico.
I would take him over Bradshaw any day.
He had
way more talent.
He had Plexico. He had Yancey Thigpen, Mark Bruner.
I mean,
Jerome Bettis.
So Ben had, he had Hines Ward and Antonio Brown for the bulk of his career.
He had Bam Morris.
You know what I'm saying? So who? Who are you talking about?
No, the same Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, yeah. Cordell Stewart. No. Cordell Stewart had Bam Morris.
I mean, he inherited a good team, though.
He did, yeah.
He inherited a good defense. Yeah. So when he came into league, that's when Polamalu had just got there.
Polamalu, Harrison.
You know, James Harrison. They were all just new. So the defense carried Pittsburgh.
Lavon Kirkland.
All those guys, yeah.
Dude, so Pittsburgh has always been known for a great defense. I don't know how we went from Dallas to, but that's cool.
I don't know.
Okay, so Tony Romo is a GOAT for Dallas.
No, I can't say
okay,
that.
He's one of the best
I'd
for
say
Dallas.
Starback and Starback. Starbuck and
Roger Starback.
Starbuck.
Roger Starlord.
Troy Ankleman. I would say they're better.
They're Hall of Famers.
Yeah, they're Hall of Famers for sure, but I mean, they already are Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but I mean, Aikman's a Hall of Famer because of the teams he had.
I mean, but he didn't mess up.
Yeah, he was precise.
So I can't say he didn't fuck it up. So, yeah. I mean, you know, same thing with Bradshaw. He didn't fuck it up. So he actually won, so I can't say it. But Tony Romo might have more talent, but I can't really say that either. Because Aikman was highly touted coming out of college. So
okay, see, I don't remember Aikman that because I was
Aikman was a beast.
I was a lot younger than you at that time.
Yeah, no, Aikman was highly touted coming out of high school and college. So I would take Aikman over Romo for sure. But I can't say Romo was terrible.
But statistically, Romo
he's the third best quarterback they've ever had.
But is he statistically he was better than both of them?
Yeah, but I don't care. Yeah, but
just when it comes down to it, winning, I mean, they were more successful.
Right, but that's not entirely his fault.
So then you're kind of like in the middle.
No, I'm saying he's the third best quarterback they've ever had.
Okay,
and that's not saying that's not bad. Starbuck,
yeah,
Aikman, Tony Romo.
Okay, so
who's next? Danny White.
We're both not Cowboys fans. We're wasting too much. Okay, I just wanted to talk about that. We wasted too much time.
But for our Texas fans, Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good topic there to talk about. We kind of just threw that one in.
Ezekiel Elliott, though.
Ezekiel
Dak Prescott. I mean.
Zeke is good.
OH.
I-O.
NFL draft. Marshawn Lattimore.
2017. Hey, so what do you
think? Three, our whole defensive backfield might be first rounders.
Wow. Okay, three anyway. Two running backs that are free agents in the NFL. Let's just talk about this real quick.
Peterson and.
Or one that's considering. Marshawn. Yeah, what do you think they're going to go?
Marshawn Lynch.
Is he going to go to the Raiders?
No.
Marshawn isn't?
No, but he's using New England as leverage, and I would hate. Oh my God,
boy! For him to go to New England,
I would hate for him to go. I mean, I respect New England, but golly, man.
If he goes to New England, they win
somebody
again.
Somebody just sign him just so he doesn't go to New England. I mean, they'll have Blunt, him and Blunt. They might be back to smoking weed. You know what I mean? And then still run us over. I as a Pittsburgh fan, I don't want to see that. And I think Seattle. I don't see why they want to.
Well, they got Cheeseburger Eddie now, so.
Eddie Lacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. That's not
the Packers answer. Let him go.
What about AP?
Man, well, he met with the Saints today, I think, and he met with the Patriots a few weeks ago.
So Saints might sign him? They just signed Johnny Manziel. That was terrible.
No, they didn't sign him.
They did sign him.
They signed Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
No, they didn't. I thought that was just a rumor.
Nah, I'm pretty sure they signed him.
I thought that was fluff.
I don't know. I thought they signed him from what I saw. I mean, I heard about it last week, but I didn't look back up. But
singing Amelia in the background.
Because we were already talking about that. Because remember, I don't know if that was me and you, but how does he get a job, but Colin Kaepernick doesn't?
Yeah, so that was another thing.
Is that because President Trump is blocking the NFL owners are scared of Donald?
He's blackballing them.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up because he's standing up for what he believes in. That's kind
of I just posted suspect. A thing. 1200 WOAI put City of San Antonio starts preparing for climate change and people are complaining that I thought the conservatives don't believe in climate change.
You're conservative?
No, but the...
What?
Most of San Antonio is.
Is it?
Well, most of Texas is.
Did Texas a red state?
Yes.
Did but what about San Antonio?
Well, here in San Antonio, it's a blue.
Yeah.
It's a blue city.
That's what I'm saying. So is it, I didn't think San Antonio was conservative.
So look, it says here, so teams aren't signing Colin Kaepernick. His vegan diet? Colin Kaepernick is simply being blackballed by the NFL because he stood up against injustice and police brutality. Now let's see how many of you will stand and share this pic.
So how crazy is it?
Look, you see that?
That's you?
I shared it, but it's like him in the bus with Rosa Parks.
Yeah. So how is it that he's standing for his rights. He's taking a knee because of how he's treated.
Yeah.
Then he takes a silent protest, and then he still gets treated even worse.
I don't know how that's possible.
It's stupid. It's like you're doing it actually what you're doing what he's saying you're doing to him. You're actually doing it because of what he's doing.
So
it's kind of stupid. I don't get
it. And people were like, well, he's taking a knee at the flag.
No, it's not. That's not what he's doing.
I know, but there. Yeah. I mean, he's taking a knee during the national anthem. What do they? What these same people who like basketball?
Yeah.
None of them. They don't salute the flag or they don't put their hand on their chest. I mean, we talked about this last time.
Yeah, I don't.
So what's the difference?
There's no difference.
There's no difference, right?
I'm going to be like Mahmoud Abdul Rauf. Oh, Chris Jackson from LSU.
He was praying.
Mahmoud Abdul Rauf.
Can't see it, but I'm doing the Mahmoud praying.
Who knows who that guy is? But he was Muslim in the NBA back in the day, and he got blackballed once he started doing that as well. I mean, I guess you better do it near the end of your career.
Yeah,
you know, if you do it at the beginning, you're gonna be a blackball. You won't make any money.
And and Jim Harbaugh stood up for him.
Yeah, there's definitely some guys that are gonna stand up for him. I don't see why more people don't stand up for him. I don't see how people don't understand how that it's freedom of speech.
Yeah.
So when I'm gonna do a silent protest, when should I do it? Because if I do it at a high school basketball game, nobody cares.
Right.
But if I'm an NFL player and I do it, you know what I mean? Oh, now it's high profile. And it's like, well, but that's when he should do it. That's how you bring attention to the situation. And then now you ask him, why are you doing it? And he just tells you. Mm-hmm. And then now let's focus on why he's doing it rather than what he did. You know, it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's you know, my son asked me the same thing. You know, why aren't you?
All right. So, yeah, he doesn't. So people are blackballing him in the NFL. And then people who are conservative are lashing out on him.
Yeah, you know, my son actually asked me when I went to that Spurs game when they played Cleveland.
Oh yeah,
my son came down here to Chachi's first NBA game of his lifetime,
and it wasn't even close.
Good to see LeBron, who I love, cry like a little dude. But he didn't cry. He just kind of was kind of dramatic that day when he kind of fell out at the third quarter or whatever it was. I was like,
yeah.
Getting smacked in the back by David Lee. I don't think it was that bad where he had to fall down, but
yeah, he kind of oversold that.
Well, I don't know if it was like a, remember you're talking about the timeout thing.
Yeah.
If you go to a knee, just like an NFL, if you take a knee, like you're hurt, it's like injury timeout or something. It doesn't count against your team, but I'm not sure how that works, but he definitely knows how to play the game for sure. But you know, hey, I mean, he's playing still. He's like 30. How's he now? 33. And he's playing how many minutes?
He's playing a lot.
He's playing a lot. Like he's 20, like he's 18 again. So I mean, it's kind of ridiculous how many minutes he's playing a game.
His,
you know,
his body's got to be tired.
It's breaking down, I'm sure. Yeah. He's doing the best he can. He takes really good care of himself, but
he's been playing, you know, into June for the last 6 years.
Yep.
And you count in 2012, he was in the Olympics.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing a lot, man. He does a lot, man. And you know,
moved his family from Miami to Cleveland. Akron.
He does a lot of stuff for social justice and social causes. So, I mean, he does a lot of stuff like that, man. Yeah. So, I respect LeBron for real. Yeah. But just getting back to that, my son was asking me about, you know, we're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, and I didn't put my hand over my heart.
Right.
He's like, why not? I said, I'll tell you later about it. You know, he's only 14. I'm not sure if he can quite understand it yet. Right. So, he's still kind of immature with it. But, you know, when he gets to that age where I can talk to him about it. You know, my daughter's different. She's 23, about to be 24 in a couple of weeks. So destiny be a little different with that. But, you know.
But you kind of talked about it when you were on my show about how she's starting to see things.
Yeah. On your show. Yeah, your show. Yeah. The world of Roe.
Yeah.
Your own little world there. but yeah, I mean, you know, at some point, you know, you just get tired of being stepped on, you know, and treated a certain way. So my way of, I do a silent protest. I don't, I mean, I pledge allegiance to the flag. I don't really pledge allegiance to the flag because as soon as I leave that game or whatever I'm just pledging allegiance to, I'm going to get pulled over and treated like a second rate citizen. So why am I pledging allegiance to a flag that doesn't mean anything to the flag doesn't care about me.
Right.
And that's not about the flag. It's just about really how we're treated.
The country.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the flag. It has nothing to do with military. It's really about how we're treated by people in America. It's really about the people.
Right.
Really.
And that's the important message that I think that Kaepernick's trying to make. Not about military and troops.
It's not the country.
It has nothing to do with the country. It has everything to do with the people.
People of the in this country.
And how they
need to treat us just like they treat everybody else.
Yeah.
Just don't treat me like the guy on United Airlines.
Yeah,
and yank me out of my fucking seat because I mean, I'm sure they can get me. I'm not some huge guy, but you know, imagine if that was a black dude, man. How bad would that be?
It was an Asian guy too, right?
Yeah, it was an Asian guy. It wasn't a white guy. I mean, I guess that was kind of luck of the draw. I think it was what happens is they were overbooked, and they had to get some staff to another airline or another airport.
Mm-hmm.
So they had asked for volunteers, and if nobody volunteers, I guess at that point they have to just pick people. And I guess he got chosen. He wasn't happy. He was a doctor, actually.
Can they do that?
I guess on your ticket, I guess it says that somewhere that you can do that. So I'm not sure.
Man, you know, but I saw they lost like $1 billion.
Yeah, as far as like stock stuff,
mm-hmm.
It'll bounce back like Big Sean, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bounce back. Yeah, they'll bounce back. I mean, United Airlines. I like United Airlines. Actually, I had an issue with United Airlines. Did you see when I got stuck in the airport?
Mm-mm.
No, actually, yeah, that was them. I got stuck in the airport, man. I got to spend a night over at airport. I spent 18 hours in an airport. In airports.
This was recently.
Yeah. So it took me 18 hours to get from Ohio to Texas.
Wow.
Because of, you know, I think weather played a little bit into it, but I don't, New United Airlines didn't help. I mean, they gave me $50 or something like that, but I didn't even.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. For me, I had to spend a night literally
in an airport.
I mean, I'm 10 at night till, I mean,
and as we,
5 in the morning.
We hear an airplane fly over.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm sleeping in the terminal. You ever seen a movie, The Terminal, with
No, I've always wanted to see it.
It's very good, actually. Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
I feel like Tom Hanks. I was about to start, like, doing construction in the damn terminal because it was just me and a bunch of black and Hispanic people in there at night when they're the night crew working.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, they need to do something to compensate this guy. I mean,
but they're getting a shitload of backlash. Yeah,
I mean, they're gonna have to compensate. They got real big. I mean, I'm gonna email them back.
Yeah.
As like a, because I didn't accept the 50. They just said that's what they're gonna do. And I'm like, I don't want that. I want more, especially after this happened. This happened mm-hmm. a week after mine. So
I would retell
it. I'm gonna definitely be like, nah. You know what? Let's renegotiate that $50. Give me like a free flight. You know, give me like $500 bucks or something.
That's terrible.
I feel like I deserve that.
Yeah, you wasted 18 hours of your time.
I mean, yeah. And go ahead.
$50 isn't going to cover a hotel.
$50 doesn't do anything. They offered me a hotel at their discounted rate of $70.
That's terrible. They should have paid for the hotel.
I would have had to pay $70. I would have had to Uber there. First of all, $10, Uber back.
It's United. They make a shitload of money.
At midnight, and then come back at 5 in the morning. I just said, you know what? I might just stay here and save my money. What's the point? So,
and they didn't even offer you like a breakfast or anything.
Nothing. Southwest took care of me. Like, I flew Southwest before. They gave me some vouchers, like $200 each. So I was like, I was cool with that. And it was just a delay.
Southwest is good.
Yeah, I'm gonna fly Southwest now as best as I can. So Southwest, thank you. I usually fly Delta, United, and Southwest, but United, I'm gonna have to.
Well, you know, I felt like Continental was a good airline. I don't know about you. I've never flown United.
They still around?
No, well, United owns Continental.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, they merged. United-Continental.
They hadn't been doing good for a while, but then they came back because, I mean, like I said, I don't do American because American is cheap, but it scares me. Mm-hmm. I've had too many issues with American, so I do United or Delta.
Yeah.
And then I got held up at TSA, man, for mm-hmm. missing my flight. Yeah, it wasn't Delta's fault. It was more TSA's fault, but because I always carry my strap when I'm traveling.
Can you do that?
Yes, you can. I do it every time. I've done it a million times.
And what do they
not
do?
A million times, but dozens of times. Huh?
You can carry your gun on the plane?
Not on the plane. No, it has to be in your baggage.
Oh.
So I could take my gun with me. It's going to be under the plane in my checked baggage, but you have to make sure it's locked up in the case, hard case. Bullets are separate. Clip. No, my gun's locked. I have a lock through the gun. I have TSA locks on the gun lock, on the gun case. Then my suitcase is locked with a TSA lock.
Why
as well.
Do you carry it with you when you fly? I'm just curious.
That's my right, brother.
No, I mean, I get it.
I don't have to explain that to you. Why are you asking me all these questions, bro?
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Somebody might be looking for me, cuz. So I'm just making sure I'm strapped and I'm ready. You know what I mean? I might get, you know, I don't know. I need it more in Ohio than I need it here in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, you know, when I go home, you know, from where I'm from, it's mm-hmm. a lot rougher than where I live
than
now.
Nice here, yeah.
Yeah, San Antonio is a nice city, nicer city than where I'm from.
Especially where you live now in that little...
Yeah, my area is pretty cool.
That little cottage you got.
Yeah, right.
That little crib. It's a nice crib.
But yeah, I mean, you know, thank you. But yeah, you know, they need to, I mean, that's just not good customer. So that's not a good retail. That's not a good experience for the customer. I mean, there's always going to be people you're going to
mm-hmm.
piss off, right? But just make up for it, you know. What's it costing them to... It's like me having to spend a night in the what's the name? They could have paid for my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
If they had paid for my hotel, I'd have been fine. But now, I want more.
Right.
I want like a free flight now. Especially after the my homie like this. This is my Asian cousin, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? That's my other side.
Yep.
Asian side. I'm about to be Asian right now. What's today? Wednesday? Yeah, I'm Asian during the week. I'm only black on the weekend. So, you know what I mean?
And you're also, when it comes to punctuality.
What?
You're black.
It depends. Yeah. Showing up to our show, yeah.
To record a podcast.
I'm like an hour and a half
hey,
late.
Like, hey, bro, what time do you want to get together? Let's, like, 12. Okay.
Okay, cool. 12:45.
So I know when I said that, it's like 12. It's probably 1 o'clock.
I beat 1. I got here 12.
So if I say 35. 1, if I say 1, it's 2:30.
No, we'll go.
Because you're on CP
time. I had to cut
time.
The grass, man.
No, I got you, man. You're supposed to get up tired. Early and do that because that's the best
I was
time
up
to do
early, it. Cut the grass. I had to do a couple other things. Take care of my dad.
You're good, man. I'm just busting your balls.
Fuck off, man. Shit.
Fuck off.
Fuck off, Royale. So, yeah, man. But, you know, we just need to be treated fairly. And people want to be treated right. You know, I'm not sure... you know, how they would have treated this guy if he was a different race. Because say this guy was 6 foot, was a big black dude, 6 foot, 250-pound black dude. Would they have snatched him up like?
Hell no.
No. Say it was a white guy in a business suit with a shirt and tie on.
No.
Would they have snatched him up like that? Mm-mm. I don't know. You know what I mean? And I don't know if the Asian guy, the Chinese guy, was acting, was tripping out. You know, of course, I think they start bringing up his past record. What does it have to do with anything? Like, yeah. He was on a plane catching a flight. You know, he's just a regular guy catching a flight. Yeah, he had a crazy past, maybe. I don't know. But so what? He's just catching a flight. Yeah. I don't want to give up my seat. What about the rest of these people?
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to volunteer. Okay, so why me?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, why? They randomly picked me. Okay. It's my luck.
They randomly picked him. And
I'm not sure how they picked it, though.
You're not sure?
No.
I've never had to do that. But then again, I haven't flown in like 6 years, so I don't know how it is now.
I know they do volunteers, and if I've seen it where they say, we take volunteers, and if you take another flight, we'll give you this much in vouchers.
I would say.
Then they raise that.
Yeah, I would say, how about a hotel room, breakfast, and dinner paid?
I've seen that before. I've been on flights where
people won't negotiate.
Yeah, I've seen them on flights where they've offered. So we're going to offer you, we'll offer you a $200 voucher per seat.
But that was Southwest, you said.
No, that was just that. No, I've been on several flights. Mm. That's what they did for me. But I've been on flight different airlines where I've seen that happen. I'm not sure if it was United or not, but mm-hmm. I've seen where they've said, hey, if you volunteer, we will do this for you. And, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. So I've seen that before. So okay. I'm not sure how that went down. But
nah, I mean,
offer me something. Maybe he would have took a flight. Give him
$500.
Or maybe he had to be home.
Exactly.
To his children, right, family. And he had somewhere to be because he was a doctor. I mean, he had somewhere to be at that time. Maybe a speaking engagement. I don't know. Obviously, he didn't want to leave the flight. So find somebody else.
Well, so much for that.
Good luck, United.
Good luck, United.
Reunited. Oh, that's United. Sorry. Wrong song.
I'm gonna cash out my stocks.
UNITY.
No, yeah, it's not that UNITY.
TED.
Okay. Yeah, quite roll off. Yeah, you're good. You got me. Yeah, yeah. All right, man.
Well, yeah, man. So, and then you know, it's not like we're bombing Syria or anything. You know what I'm saying?
So this,
how crazy is that?
No, dude.
Cash me outside. How about that?
So okay. My thoughts on that. So to my understanding, Obama wanted to go after Syria, right? Congress told him no.
He asked for congressional approval, and they would not give it to him. Of course, the Congress is Republican.
Right, but so he went through the chain of command.
He went through their proper channels as to what you should do as a president, checks and balances. You have to go through Congress to do
that. Then we had our I can't say it, man. It makes me sick when
President,
I say it. And
President Trump.
See, I can't say it's that. Hard to, I will I, never.
We can say it. You can say it.
No, I can't.
It's just act like we're in a fancy world.
So,
what's the president from Hunger Games?
I forget.
Yes.
Yeah, but I would take Donald Sutherland over this guy any day.
Donald Sutherland is pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, so then this, you know, President Trump
but,
goes.
But he was, they found tweets of him telling Obama.
Oh, before this.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey, don't bomb Syria. Leave those people alone, whatever.
He needs a ratings boost, so now he's considering it. He said something to that effect.
Yeah.
But Obama didn't do it.
No, didn't do it. And as soon as
Trump's in office.
President Trump gets in office within 6 months. Guess what he does?
He bombs Syria.
He bombs
because
Syria.
Because of the chemical, unleashing chemical.
Right. And they've bombed, like, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of times, which is crazy. But I guess they use chemical this time, which is okay. I get that. It's probably more dangerous, but dying is dying. Mm-hmm. If I die by a regular bomb or chemical bomb, I'm still dying.
And then Sean Spicer compared this incident to that of Hitler.
Why would you even bring that up?
Like, exactly.
Stay away from stuff like that. Anti-Semitic type stuff. Yeah, just stay away from that stuff. That's going
to
cause a.
Yep. The Anne Frank Center called for him resign.
Yeah, he's stupid. His whole those. People he's
they
put in office.
They don't think at all.
Well, they're all thinking. Yeah, they don't. They don't.
They don't use their words carefully, man.
No, they don't. It's like they just don't give a.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
They don't like, get. They it. Don't give a fuck.
It's like, fuck it. All right, we're just gonna do. You know what? We're tired of just hiding it. We're just gonna all out. Just say fuck it. This is what we're doing to
this,
you guys.
This is
gonna
scream. Yeah, and it'll be. They're like, let's just address the elephant in the white room. We're racist. We're proud to be white.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it is. I mean, we're powerful people, and we're gonna exude our power on you. I mean, that's just like what it is. But the thing is, you know, it's not a button he can just push, which he just did.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump did not get congressional approval to do this, and he did it
anyway.
Which, I mean, you got both sides. You got some people, you got half the country that wants to do it, other half that doesn't. I get that. It's a tough topic, you know. So, but just get approval. They probably would have approved you. Hell, yeah. I mean, you did it. So, you know what I mean? I'm sure
they're going to approve him.
They would have approved it.
They're approving everything he does.
Just go through the proper channel so it looks like you're not fucking us. I mean, you can't just, you know, don't just tell me you're going to do it. At least just play me off a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, how do you feel about those attacks? Do you think it was necessary?
So my question is this.
You're going to answer my question with a question?
Well, yeah, basically. That's how I do it.
Sounds good.
So are we doing this with every country? What are we doing with North Korea? What are we doing in Africa? You know, there's certain countries in Africa that do the same things. Are we doing anything to help the people of those countries?
We're not.
We're not. We're just helping countries that may have some sort of, we may have an angle on or some sort of, you know, collaboration with or something. I'm not sure what's going on. But we're actually bombing who's serious fighting. We're bombing them. Now we're bombing both sides.
And the interesting thing is that Trump didn't want any more Syrians coming over here.
No.
And the
I get that, because that's...
Yeah. And the innocent people that probably wanted to come over here...
They can't.
They're dying.
Yeah, they're dying. So, I don't know, man. It's a tough one. But the funny thing is, guess who's backing the Syrians? Guess who's backing...
The Russian.
Guess who's backing Assad. Yeah. It's Russia. So, when he was telling Obama not to do it, was it because he was friends with Russia? Now he's doing it now, but he's under investigation for this. Or starting to be. Is he doing it to play it off? Like, oh, no, I don't care if Russia backs him. I'm not that cool with him like that. You know,
he's lying.
Something's going on. It's just, you know, conspiracy brother, man. It's just, it's
something's up there.
Something's going on. Yeah, something doesn't add up, and it's kind of stupid.
And you know what was funny? And you were talking about deportation and everything like that, about how he wasn't going to get rid of the bad hombres. Did you see that article?
Which one?
There was a woman in Indiana who voted for Trump. Her husband was an undocumented immigrant. He had been in the U.S. for over 30 years. Has his own business in Indiana. He got deported back.
He did what now?
So, an Indiana woman voted for Donald Trump.
Okay.
Remember how Trump said that he only was going to get rid of the bad people that were undocumented immigrants back to Mexico?
Right.
Her husband was from Mexico, has been in the country illegally for 30 years. Established himself here in the U.S., his own business, he got sent back to Mexico.
Right.
Her husband, and now she feels stupid for voting for...
Like, he got my husband deported.
Yep.
Basically. I voted for the guy.
Yep.
Yeah. There'll probably be a lot of more people like that. I'm not getting deported, but just people who voted for
Trump.
Second
guessing.
Voted for Trump, just like, ah.
So I...
Obamacare.
Yeah. Shout out to Barry O.
Yep.
We miss you, man.
Yeah, already.
we missed you January 21st.
Right.
And anyway, so I saw, Kurt Schilling is...
Kurt Schilling?
We're talking about all this stuff. Kurt Schilling is off his rocker, dude.
What's Kurt Schilling talking about? Pitching? Dude, baseball?
Yes.
What you mean?
Kurt Schilling, the baseball player.
No. Is he talking about baseball?
He went off, he was working for ESPN. He got fired by ESPN for going off about comparing Hitler to he did something about he badmouthed. Basically, he was coming off anti-Semitic. got fired from ESPN. And, dude, he's like, oh, my gosh, dude. This guy has been going off.
Kurt Schilling?
Yes. He voted for Donald Trump, supports Donald Trump.
Wasn't he in court for steroids back in the day?
He was. Or
that was, but was that Roger Clemens?
No, it was him, too.
Yeah.
He was taking cortisone shots.
Yeah. So, shouldn't he just be chilling? I wouldn't be saying anything. Like, because just like when they do with other people, they pull up your background. Like,
yeah, look, he put...
Like, didn't you lie about using performance-enhancing drugs?
He said he never used performance-enhancement drugs, but he's...
why were you even on the thing?
Dude,
he's on the list.
He also works for Breitbart.
Who's that?
You know that...
Oh.
The Breitbart. Is it Breitbart? How do you pronounce it? I don't know. He does that stuff. He's just out there, man. This guy is very much out there. And he's just fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know, man. I was just like, wow. I used to like this guy. I thought he was a good baseball player. I thought he was a good dude.
Because you play sports good doesn't mean
shit. I know, but
just means you play sports good. Doesn't mean you're a good you're a good person morally.
And I'm not saying that people that voted for Donald Trump, not all of them are bad, but the things that some of these people say are very, what's the word? Unflattering?
How about, they're unsympathetic and empathetic. So like we had that conversation about a friend of ours that, you know, is not of our minority.
Yeah, he doesn't get
skin
it.
Skin color.
Yeah.
We're friends.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had this conversation about the things that he says on our, you know, group message that are insensitive to the people who are on that group message.
Yeah. I went off.
You kind of did. I had to call and calm you down. But you had, I feel you. If I had a group of white friends on a group message and I was the only person of color in that group message, I'm probably not going to send messages about Barack Obama and celebrating Barack Obama and Black Lives Matter and just to piss, you know, just to start something. You know what I mean?
Right.
I would stay away from that stuff.
Right. But he was
maybe joking around with it a little bit, but I wouldn't, you know,
but the thing is that he was the only white person and it's you, me.
Well, yeah, it's everybody.
Couple of brothers.
Yeah, it's two brothers and it's three brothers and Hispanic and I'm half Asian. And you know what I mean? So it's like, we don't really want to hear about anything that Trump, celebrating something that Trump does. That's not what I want to hear about on our text string. Let's talk about sports and let's keep it, you know, unpolitical or, you know, save that conversation for when we're together so we can talk about it. We can't really talk about it on text. So, and, you know, he said, and to his defense, he was, I'll just bring it up because I'm glad he did it. You know, he's kind of saying, well, I'm glad he did it because those people are assholes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, but we don't really, I mean, not that we don't care about it. It's just like,
all you bad folks, you must go.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of celebrating it because it felt like he was celebrating it because if Trump he was had celebrating, something to do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if Obama would have done it, I'm not sure if he'd have said anything. No, I don't know.
No, he wouldn't have said anything. And matter of fact, it's so weird because this. Oh, I mean, I don't want to go too politically heavy, but people always said people didn't praise Obama for attacking, but yet they don't praise him because he. What am I trying to say? They hated that he attacked, and then they don't praise him when he does attack. Or something like that. Democrats are known for being for all about diplomacy and talking and hashing things out, whereas Republicans want to, you know, go to war, let's do this, let's do that. And I didn't hate President Bush. I just think that President Bush...
Shit, I like him better.
Well, yeah.
That's
he's
insane.
He's the voice of reason.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I wish we had Bush back now. What the fuck?
Well, I took my dad to a comedy show in Austin. We saw Mark Maron, and the first thing that came out of his mouth was President Bush after the inauguration. Did you hear what he said? And I was like, no. He's like, that's some weird shit. President Bush said that. You know, it's like, you know, something's up if he's saying something. He's like, President Bush is the voice of reason. Compared to this guy,
that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
It's
a double edged sword, and it's. And you know what's funny, man? I was here one time, and I was outside grilling over here, and this guy comes by, and I'm talking to him, and he's from upstate New York, right? And he had like a Jayhawks shirt on. He went to school in Kansas, and
Kansas.
He went to school. Went to school at University of Kansas.
All the black people play for the University of Kansas. the 10 black people, the 12 black people on the roster.
But he's from upstate New York. The whole state of Kansas. So he's very liberal or Democrat, and I don't know how the topic came up, but he looks at his watch and he goes, I came to the conclusion that I have to wait about another 148 weeks, and then I'll actually start watching the news.
Oh. No, I mean, I watch it. I just kind of, you know.
He's like, I just don't watch it anymore. It's not.
I watch it here and there. I listen to podcasts, and, you know, I just kind of look at stuff here and there. But, you know, you got to be able to
read between the lines. The
propaganda, because, you know, I was saying, you know, there's people out there putting spins on things.
Right.
And they're hired to do this. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, they're being paid to put out misinformation.
So, and do you think it's both CNN and Fox News that do that?
I think so. I would say both sides do it.
Fox more than, I mean, they seem to, they're super conservative and super.
So, I listen to Bill Maher, right?
Well, Bill Maher is a liberal, right? So. No. Is he in between?
Yeah, he's more of an independent. I wouldn't say he's liberal, but, you know, because he kind of goes. But he gives it hard to the Republicans. Right. But he also calls out the Democrats as well. He calls them out as well.
Yeah.
But he probably is liberal. But
I like Bill Maher, though.
Yeah, I love him because he calls people out. And, you know, he's at least doing that. Mm-hmm. He makes his shit funny.
Yeah.
But he was saying the new racism is you don't know you're racist. You know what I'm saying? Like. You just don't know.
So he's racist?
No. He's saying people who are they're not racist. Mm-hmm. Well, you just don't know you are. That's the new racist.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not racist. But he's saying that people, the new racism is that you don't know you're racism.
Right.
You're racist.
Yeah.
Which is like pretty much what it is.
Like Tommy Lauren or
yeah, just play, you know, just play dumb. You know, it's just like, oh, you're just ignorant. Basically, you have no clue because you've never gone through it. You never had to. So. And you don't have any friends that have that's going to keep it real with you because, mm-hmm. you know, like I'm saying, if I had some friends that were going through some traumatic time, you know, if they were say somebody, you had a friend that went through the Holocaust, or you know, you got to be sympathetic to what they went through.
Very much so.
And I wouldn't say anything or do anything that would, you know, especially mm-hmm. if they're my friends. Now, if I don't give a fuck about them, then
you're going to say whatever.
Right. So, which tells me they don't give a fuck about us. So mm-hmm. If I care about you, I'm not going to say something insensitive to you, you know, because I know you like you're a sensitive little bitch. I don't say shit to you.
Fuck you. Know what I'm saying?
You know, so. I don't want you crying on me like LeBron. You know what I mean?
No, I mean it's a you have to respect that, right? I mean, if somebody like you say, is a Holocaust victim or they went through anti-Semitism,
say a rape victim.
Yeah, that especially yeah, that. I mean,
be
in any generalization, right?
Yeah, basically.
Man, we got real serious now, man.
I mean, that's where it's supposed to be, man. So we'll lighten it up here in a little bit, but yeah, man. I mean, that's what it's about, man. If we're not in here being serious, then why the hell we even have this podcast?
Because we initially did it to just bullshit.
You did, yeah,
yeah.
I wanted to get some real shit out.
Well, we're getting real shit out, yeah, so I opened up my eyes and
yeah, you stopped being a little bitch. It's cool.
Speaking of little bitches, you think Russell Westbrook?
That's best though. We both said the same person. I love Russell Westbrook. I don't think he's a little bitch, but I love Russell Westbrook. What, MVP?
Man,
why not triple double?
I didn't say. I'm
triple double. No assists.
So we have Russell Westbrook. Kanye.
Huh?
Okay. So we have Russell Westbrook, James Harden,
Kawhi and LeBron, Curry.
Curry's down there somewhere.
I'm saying those are the top five. Yeah, yeah. Isaiah Thomas would be there.
He's having a late surge.
CP3.
No, he's definitely not there. Maybe 20.
Anthony Thomas.
Maybe 2013.
Anthony Davis.
No, he had a bad year too. What do you think about that DeMarcus thing? It's not going to work out.
Too much down low. Well, they need some. They need two guards.
High low.
You need two guards. You need a point guard that can get people open, like a Chris Paul, and you need a shooter, like a JJ Redick.
Do you think they would go over there?
I'm not sure. The Clippers going to break up the band, but they can make it like they can scare some people in the playoffs.
Who, the Clippers?
Yeah,
they get their head out of their ass.
They just beat Spurs
in the regular season.
I'm just saying they just beat the Spurs.
They've had our numbers since the 15 playoffs.
That's true.
They have. So they've had our number.
I don't think the Spurs would want to play them.
Spurs don't want to play anybody right now.
That's true too. Yeah, that's true too.
So okay, so MVP, he probably wins the MVP.
Yep.
Over James Harden,
worst dresser, best NBA player.
So on any given year,
what?
if James Harden and Russell Westbrook aren't getting triple doubles, do you think Kawhi Leonard
is the MVP? Kawhi and LeBron. I mean, I feel like Kawhi and LeBron are the two best players in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that Kawhi plays on a team,
mm-hmm.
more of a team, and LeBron, I mean, damn, we're tired of giving it to him. You know what I mean? Because he could really win it.
He's already won like four times.
He's won it four. He could really literally win it every year if he wanted to. But his teams are so good. But I mean, Russell Westbrook, what he's doing, and I heard Isaiah Thomas say some stuff about, you know, it's easy to get guards are rebounding now. The big men aren't rebounding as much, and that's changing the game.
The game went small.
Yeah, I think that's changing the game, and then you know, that's just what it is.
Right.
Because he was like saying back, and he's like, "Oh, Rick Mahorn and those guys would never let Rain Beard would never let me get a rebound.
Right.
They wanted every rebound.
Right.
Like, well, that was their game. That's all they could do.
Right.
Like Mahorn wasn't taking away up top.
Tim Duncan was getting like 20 rebounds when he was a rookie.
Yeah, but Tim Duncan.
But that was his game.
Tim Duncan's top five.
Back in 1998.
Right.
The game's different now.
Yeah, and he had skills to where he could flourish away from the basket or, you know, down low. So
yeah.
But like Mahorn, Rodman, all those guys could do was rebound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lane Beer had a jumper, but
he wasn't that good of a player though.
No, Lane Beer was a good player.
Decent.
No, he was good.
He's decent.
He was good.
He's known. He played dirty.
He played rough.
Dirty, rough.
I played rough. I use every advantage.
He used to try to piss off Charles Barkley.
He played street ball.
You don't mess with a brother from Leeds, Alabama, man.
No, but you know Lane Beer. I liked him. He had heart. He was kind of like a way better Christian Laettner. He was like Christian Laettner in college. In the NBA, yeah.
But in the NBA, he was soft.
Oh, Christian Laettner was terrible. Lane Beer.
But in college, Laettner was great.
He wasn't better than Shaq. He was just on great team.
Even Shaq will tell you that Laettner was better than him in college.
No, he wasn't.
Come on.
Again, you know what my theory is? Switch them out. You put Shaquille O'Neal.
We've been having this same conversation since 2013. Because
there's no comparison.
You're right. There is no comparison. In college, no. Laettner was better.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Switch them out.
Chucky.
Switch them out. Put Shaquille O'Neal with Coach K, with Grant Hill,
yeah.
with Bobby Hurley at Duke, and you tell me they ever lose a game.
Okay, so let me ask you
this. Put Laettner at LSU getting triple team. He would never even score points. Come on, man.
So if you put Kevin Durant in the Spurs system, does he flourish?
Yes.
Better than Kawhi?
I don't know about not defensively, no. Offensively, yes, because mm-hmm. he's a better scorer.
Yeah.
He would. Yeah. Durant can play in any system, I think.
Okay.
Because he has that skill set. LeBron, Durant, Kawhi, they all
can play. So I'm switching it back to the MVP talk because we'll go back into that Shaq Laettner thing for like an hour, and I don't want to waste an hour about that because we can.
Well, you know, I think Shaq is better.
Oh, yeah.
Laettner's trash.
The Sacramento Queens ain't got nothing on me. You know what's cool about Shaq is that he would psych himself out with like his own trash talk.
What are you talking about, bro?
when he played in the NBA, he made up stuff to kind of get himself in the mood to play against the teams.
Because like, he had no competition.
Well, he would tell himself.
No, he had no competition.
David Robinson, when he would come play San Antonio, David Robinson treated me like shit when I was here in high school. He didn't sign my autograph. I'm going to whoop his ass.
Yeah.
Which was not true, by the way. He did come out and say that.
David Robinson is actually a really good guy.
He's a very good guy.
Yeah. Told you I met him, right?
You did.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Pickett?
He's like three times my size.
Like, yeah, man, he's like
crazy.
I shop over a casual male XXL.
Triple XL. He's like 7'8". I don't know how tall he was.
Okay, so then you got a.
It's Harden, man. Russell. I mean, it's Russell Westbrook.
It's Russ, yeah. Harden, Kawhi, LeBron.
That's it. I mean, it's Russell. I mean.
And this team
if he wasn't on that team, they would be
trash.
Terrible. So, if Harden went on that team, they'd be terrible.
Harden or Russell?
Both of them.
Oh, yeah. Both teams are garbage.
If they went on those teams, they'd be terrible. And Houston's doing pretty good, actually. Better than we thought they would be.
Yeah.
If LeBron was on the team, they still have Kawhi and Love. If Kawhi wasn't there, you know, they still got Aldridge and Tony Parker.
But Tony Parker's not Tony Parker anymore.
No, but they still have some parts.
They have some parts.
Yeah. But Russell Westbrook is like all the parts.
Right.
I mean,
I get it.
He's not all, but
you know. No, but he runs the team.
Yeah, I mean, he has to average a triple double just for them to even compete.
Right.
So,
I mean, I get it. I mean,
and they went without him, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, I think they just went without him.
Well, we kind of saw this coming with the triple-double average 2 years ago. He was running the team
by
himself.
He's pretty close, yeah.
He was doing it by himself.
Yeah, he needs some help. He needs a little help. Yeah, maybe get one of those Kentucky boys, I don't know, or Lonzo Ball. Yeah, since he's the
That guy's an idiot.
Since his dad's better than Michael Jordan.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying.
No, I know.
Yeah.
And Brian Russell said that he could take Jordan, and he paid for that.
Yeah.
With that push off.
The only person who could take Jordan was Allen Iverson.
Hey, so let me ask you, did Jordan push off on Brian Russell?
He did a little push off, yeah. He extended the arm. He extended. If that was now, he would be called for a foul.
Yeah, that would have been offensive.
But it's Michael Jordan, so you probably still wouldn't call it just because it was Michael Jordan.
So he got away with a push. He didn't cross kinda him. Sorta,
yeah.
He didn't cross
him. Now, what Russell should have did was he should have did a Ginobili and just flopped. And that would have made them maybe make the call. But I think he tried to stay in his
ground. Actually, before Ginobili, it was Derek Fisher. Derek Fisher was the
true
flopper.
That, yeah, true that.
Then That's it was true. Ginobili.
Paul Pierce. Yeah, it was some floppers before Ginobili. But that would have been the perfect Ginobili flop right there. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, he pushed off. He extended his arm out. So, yeah, I mean, I would call that a push. Even though probably he didn't really push him. But
he kind of pushed his tush.
Yeah, but it's still.
He made it look like he crossed him.
Your arm is extended. Once your arm is extended, then that's it.
So, yeah. That's okay. So you got anyway, you Russell got Russ Westbrook. Winning the MVP. I think I would. I'm gonna have to agree with you on that.
Yeah, he should win it.
He's gonna run out of gas. I mean, one of those guys is so. Let's get into the playoffs because that's where our next thing's gonna go.
Okay, let's get
so
into
let's,
it. So
let's look here. So on the
catch
east.
Catch me outside. Shit.
Yeah.
Let's get into it, Dan.
So we got 1-8. We have. Looks like it's going to be
Boston
and Chi-Town
playing each other in
the first round.
Well, I mean, so the East is going to be Boston and Cleveland.
It's going to come down to those two.
Yeah.
Did you see Cleveland just beat up on them like it was easy?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't see Cleveland losing. I heard somebody made a bet that Cleveland was like, wouldn't get out. I was like, who would make that bet? That's kind of a stupid bet.
They took a couple of plays off. I mean, a couple of games off.
Yeah, I mean, even it doesn't matter who has home court advantage. They're going to win it in six anyway. Mm-hmm. It'd probably be left, you know, I would say that.
Well, you're talking about Boston and Chicago?
Cleveland and Boston.
Well, you already picked. So those are your picks coming out of the East?
Cleveland's my pick.
So Cleveland's your pick coming out
Boston's
of the East.
Boston's a sleeper, but they've got a 15% chance to win the East.
Okay.
I just don't see. Outside of Isaiah Thomas, I mean, they have Jay Crowder, but that's it.
Well, yeah. Well, then they got
who?
They got Jared Sullinger. No,
he's in Toronto.
No, I'm kidding.
OH.
IO. Okay, so Boston's going to beat Chicago. We're supposed to break these matchups down.
Okay,
so Boston, you kind of already Chicago. Skipped through all that. So Boston, Chicago, Cleveland,
Toronto,
Cleveland, and Indiana.
Oh, Indiana.
The first round. They're going to kill Indiana.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's
Toronto,
it's
Milwaukee,
Cleveland, Boston. And Cleveland beats Boston.
Yeah,
so let's
Washington.
Cut through
yeah.
all that.
So, okay. Yeah. So now.
The West is where it gets interesting.
So we got Golden State versus Portland in the first round.
Yeah, we don't care about that. It's going to be Golden State.
Hold on.
How's it going to be? How's it stacking up?
Wait, hold on. So let's really talk about this because we have San Antonio versus Memphis. And Memphis has been giving San Antonio problems all year.
Okay.
That series is probably going to go like seven games.
Okay, well, yeah. But I'm going to go San Antonio.
Do you really think they can't beat Golden State, though?
No.
San Antonio can't beat
Golden State. It's Golden State, San Antonio. It's one of those two.
So San Antonio plays Houston or OKC. Golden State's going to play the winner of Utah and Clippers. They're going to kill either one of those teams.
Right. Clippers might work with
no,
them a little
not.
Bit.
No.
They might work
if
with
Chris
them a
Paul
bit.
Was healthy, yes.
Yeah, but
if they were a healthy Clipper team, I would say yes, they would, but they're not.
So Golden State, like I said, Golden State or the Spurs.
So who you got winning, Golden State?
Yeah, I'm going to go Golden State.
Yeah, it's going to be a rematch again.
I'll say Golden State, Cleveland. With the addition of Durant, I mean, LeBron is still the best player on the court. Is he going to have enough? Because now it's not like it's not Iguodala. Now it's Durant, who's a whole different level of player.
Yeah, but Durant can't guard LeBron.
No, but. I mean, but LeBron has to guard Durant. You know what I mean? So that's even tougher. So now you're talking about not just Curry. You got to worry about. So it's basically LeBron and Kyrie against Curry and Durant. But then you throw in the other players. You throw in Draymond Green. You throw in Klay Thompson. Then you throw in, you know, J.R. Smith. You throw in, you know, Tristan Thompson. I think he's hurt. So I'm not sure when he's coming back or what's he looking like.
No, yeah.
You got Kevin Love. So the role player is going to play a really big role. I look for.
But you Cleveland has the better bench than Golden State.
I mean, Golden State still has Iguodala. They still have Livingston. I mean,
they have. That's it. Who else? You can't say David West because he's playing like trash over there.
Yeah, but he's a good player.
He freaking goes and play. He has like the game of the season against us.
Y'all. Yeah, I mean, he knows how to play, so he's a smart player, you know. And that's, you need that guy.
Which, by the way, I want to mention this because we're talking about basketball. Spurs fans have their goggles on and they actually think that the Spurs can beat Golden State.
They have a better chance to beat Golden State than Boston has a chance to beat Cleveland. 15-20%.
I don't think they have that.
You think? No. Mm-hmm. Mm.
They just don't have the weapons unless LaMarcus is holding something back and he comes out and goes nuts in the playoffs.
Just starts lighting Draymond up.
Yeah, if he starts lighting people up, then maybe, but I don't see San Antonio doing anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Golden State just has too much firepower.
And I'm a diehard Spurs fan, by the way.
Yeah, you are.
And I see it for what it is. They're an
thank
average
you. Finally.
Team.
Finally, they're, after about 20 years no, of talking
hold on.
To
well, last year they had a better team than they did this year.
Yeah, but so the Golden State's not, better. Yeah, Golden State. Adding Durant just takes a total different level.
I don't know if they're better because they lost a lot of their bench.
Who?
Golden State did.
Yeah, but you got four All-Stars on your starting lineup. I mean,
well, we saw how that worked for the Lakers. Let's see how it works out for Golden State.
Who's that?
The Super Lakers with Gary Payton, Carl Malone.
But they were old. I mean, you're talking about they were.
But Gary Payton was still, he was coming off an All-Star year.
But he was still
Carl
old.
Carl Malone was old.
Carl Malone was really old.
But he could still play.
He was old, though. No, that doesn't
Why
count.
Are you dogging Carl, man?
They weren't in their primes like these four guys are in their primes. Like,
so do you think Durant stays? Win or lose, he stays?
I would say, was he get a 1 year or 2 years?
He signed a 2 year, but was a 1 year option.
Oh, yeah. I say if he wins,
he stays.
Where's he going to go?
Washington.
I mean,
he could go home.
He could go home.
He could, but I don't think
that would
he
make
will.
Them a lot better.
Yeah.
But would he win the East? He has a good shot. I don't know what their bench would look like, but.
They don't really have a bench. They don't have much of a team to begin with.
It's kind of like once he made a decision, he might just stay there. So now it's like.
He ain't got nothing going.
You might just stay now. Shit.
Shit. Yeah. Shit, homie. So you got
Cleveland, Golden State.
We're in agreement there.
I mean, I hate to say it,
but you got Golden State winning.
My heart is Cleveland. My head is Golden State. So I'm gonna say Cleveland State.
Cleveland State.
I'm gonna say Cleveland just because.
I think that they'll turn it on. I think LeBron does one more magnificent playoff run and then they win again.
I hope so.
And then he needs to take, like, next year, you've already got two titles in Cleveland. You're still in Cleveland. Just take the year off, man. Y'all win
take 50, the year off.
Hold on. Y'all win 55, 56 games, and you lose in the second round. Take a summer off. You've earned a vacation, LeBron.
Yeah.
You're
stupid.
In the 2018 season. You're gonna pass up a lot of people next year in points. Just
He's gonna play.
Catch up on those accolades.
I have another better question.
What's the better question?
Who's going to win the war between the Negans? what are they called again?
The Warriors. The Saviors.
Against Alexandria and King Ezekiel and the other.
The Hilltop.
The Hilltop. And what were those one people that came out of the trash can?
I don't know. The trash can. The hoarders.
Yeah, they're like, they're on the Negan side.
Dude, I
saw that coming, though.
We watched the whole, we binge watched last season.
I saw the double cross.
You saw it coming?
Yeah.
It was a good season.
She was too weird about everything.
Yeah.
She wanted to sleep with Rick. She wanted to sleep with Rick. And Michelle was like, bitch, what? She like, that's my nigga. Shit. Michelle don't play that.
But, you know, somebody was telling me, I think it was, I forgot who it was, but when Rick gets serious, he kind of gets up close, gets in their face and tells them something. You ever notice that when he does that? He's like,
I'm going to be the one that kills you. I can't do my own Rick voice.
But. I'm going to be the one that kills you.
I'm going to be the one. Carl.
Hey, Carl. Yeah, it was.
I am sad, though.
Rest in peace.
My girl.
Sasha.
Oh, man.
So who hooked up with Abraham last? Was it her or was
Sasha.
It Sasha? Sasha hooked up with him.
Yeah, that's why her and Lolita don't get along.
Because they were both in love with him.
Yeah, remember he dumped Lolita and kind of like.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But he liked Sasha. Sasha was, you know.
Dude,
Masato's on a whole different level.
I was sad about Abraham.
I was too.
Abraham, I liked him.
Abraham kind of reminded me of a black dude somewhere. I don't know why. He reminded me of a brother. So he was that representative. So, you know, I have a question. What happened to the one dude, the black dude, Dr. Dre? When did he die?
Oh, he didn't die. They never showed where he went.
I was like, because when she died, I was like, damn, another black person down. Yeah. So, you know, I'm
we got Dr. Dre can't brother. Be dead. You can't be
conspiracy
dead.
Brothers coming. I'm like, damn, another black person. I'm like, damn. Dude, so it's just Michonne left. Michonne and the preacher dude. Which he's strapped up now. He's shooting people and shit.
Who's that?
The pastor.
He went hard. He went.
Yeah, he going ham now. And you got Morgan. So
Morgan came back.
So we lost one, but maybe Dr. Dre. What's his name? I can't remember.
What his name is, but we always just call him Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre from Straight Outta Compton. Hey, man,
but you know he's like a theater actor, like a Broadway actor.
Is he?
Yes.
I hope his hair is different. I don't know why his hair is like that. That was terrible. Worst haircut.
I was looking him up on IMDb. He had no idea who NWA was.
Who?
That guy that played Dr. Dre in Straight Outta Compton.
Shut up.
I'm not even kidding, dude.
Yeah, he's a good actor, though.
He's a great actor.
He's actually a good actor.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know about great yet, but he's really good.
He's good.
I think he will be great.
He did Andre Young to a T.
He did Dr. Dre to a T. Like I associate him more with Dr. Dre than Dr. Dre actually. And shit.
Well, Dr. Dre's like a gazillionaire.
Yeah, he really did a good job. They all did a good job in that movie. But.
Yeah, my name is Dr. Dre. I'm from Compton, but I'm on the Apple board because they bought my Beats company.
So, what do you think is going to happen with The Walking Dead? Man,
that's going to be next season. Should be really good.
Yeah,
I think that Rick beats the. He's gonna
tiger,
kill Negan.
The tiger came out of nowhere, didn't he? I was like, damn.
We were like something's gonna happen.
I knew something's gonna happen. I was like, Rick and Carl is not about to die.
Yeah, again. Like you already gave us. You killed Glenn and you killed Abraham. Something good's gonna happen.
Thank
this
you
finale.
For killing Glenn as well.
Yeah, I was over Glenn already.
Yeah, Glenn should have died on a trash under the trash can. I'm not sure what happened.
You were really upset about that.
I was. I mean, I like Glenn. It just was time for him to
bad
go.
Bad writing the way they did that.
Yeah, I haven't read the books. I'm not sure how the books are. But
well, I think there's a couple of people that read the books that we work with that were big on the. Oh, they didn't follow the books. They didn't do this.
Yeah, I don't really care about that.
Yeah, do I?
Just make it. Exciting, but I do like King Ezekiel. I think I might change my name to.
I think you should change
King
your name.
Chuck Ezekiel.
That guy's cool, man.
Pick Ezekiel, King Pick Ezekiel.
That guy's cool. I like Ezekiel, man.
I like the way he talks.
Yeah, like real proper.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and then we got a damn tiger. I mean, how can you not like a guy who has a freaking tiger and shit?
That's we request the presence of King Ezekiel.
Right.
Yeah, you come down to my kingdom to summon me.
I'm glad they finally because if they wouldn't have came then.
I know.
They only had like five people, though. I was like, damn.
He didn't want to fight.
Yeah, he's trying to keep the peace. I mean, I get it.
But what triggered him was the whole thing where that was one of his own set up the kid. And they killed the kid. Remember? Oh, Morgan went apeshit and killed that guy because the kid died.
Yeah, that one dude was kind of a jerk. He was trying to start. He was trying to start the war.
Yeah.
Remember with him and Daryl? He was about to and set Carol up.
He was going
to
kill Carol, right? Or he was
No, he was going to set her up.
Oh, that's right.
Remember, he was going to kill those dudes and set her up, make it look like Carol did it.
Yeah.
Remember, and him and Daryl got into it. So, yeah. I mean, I like dude. I wish that he wouldn't have did that.
Poor kid.
Yeah. But, I mean, he was trying to start the war, which needed to happen. Just it shouldn't happen like that. But yeah he didn't. You know,
he's
forcing it.
But it was awesome because it brought. I mean, it's sad, but it was awesome in the sense that Morgan came back and Carol's back.
Carol's that's like, my. She's my favorite.
She's
character
gonna
anyway.
Go like she's gonna go crazy.
I'm sad. We lost Sasha, but we did get Carol back, and I feel like Carol and Sasha are similar.
Yeah.
In the fact that they killing, but Sasha's more just. Like fuck it, crazy killing, and Carol's more like you don't see her coming.
Yeah,
she's they're both kind of calculated, but Carol, full Carol, she's scary.
What triggered Carol was when she found out that Glenn and Abraham got killed.
Yeah, she when she heard that they were gone, and Morgan, like I think Morgan told her like, hey, you know, or was it Daryl?
No,
who told her?
Morgan did.
Yeah, Morgan did.
Morgan, he said, you want to know what happened?
Yeah, Daryl lied to her. Daryl was like, no, everybody's cool.
Yeah, she's like, you want to know what happened in Alexandria? And she's like, yes. He's like, well, come with me. Let's go. And she didn't want to go. And then one day after he killed the dude, he's like, you know what happened?
And he just told her.
Yeah, Glenn and Abraham got killed. By Negan.
So that, set her off. And she's pissed now. She's like, all right, fuck it.
What did she say? She's like, we need to go to, we're going to go to war.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel's, yes, but not today.
Yeah. I mean, he has to, he's going to listen to Carol. So I feel like they got a really good crew now. Everybody's back. They got some weapons.
They're going to kick some ass.
They got the Hilltop. So, you know, they didn't get Negan. They didn't kill that Negan.
So check it out. So the guy with the mullet, what's his name? Eugene.
Eugene.
So Eugene.
He's going to turn on them, I think.
Yeah, he's kind of like playing the middle, right? He's like, I am Negan.
He's kind of got to. I mean, because he's playing both sides. Yeah.
He's smart in that sense. But he gave Sasha that pill, right, to kill her?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No. He did, didn't he?
So she can die in the coffin, right? That's what it
was. I was trying to figure out how she died. He was like, oh, maybe she died of suffocation. No. Because I was wondering what was going to happen with her. I was like, she going to die? Because they kept showing her in that coffin, listening to music. She was into some gospel and some other stuff.
She was getting ready because she knew she was going.
And she was like hallucinating, dreaming, and I don't know what was going on, but yeah.
And then so she tried. That was like her last ditch effort to kill Negan.
Yeah. Yeah, this Negan.
Fuck.
This Negan here, I tell you.
Man, October can't get here soon enough.
Is that when it comes back?
Yeah.
I got Game of Thrones coming up.
I know you're a big Game of Thrones guy.
Tell you, best show on TV.
Well, you know, I was
best show ever.
So I haven't seen that yet, but I need to see it.
You need to watch.
I need to watch Luke Cage. I still haven't seen Luke Cage.
I gotta watch all. I haven't watched a couple episodes.
So I think I'll do that today. I finally was binge watching all of Breaking Bad to kind of get. I haven't seen all of that.
You watch
Better Call Saul?
Who?
Better Call Saul.
The fuck is that?
The spinoff of Breaking Bad.
No, I'm good.
Okay, what was it?
You watch Rogue One yet?
I haven't. Oh my god! I think I'll rent it today and watch it.
You got Star Wars shorts. We both have Star Wars.
We're wearing Star Wars today. Pick and roll.
You don't even have watched the show.
Man, you know what, movie. Man? Fuck you.
I'm just saying.
Fuck
man.
You, motherfucker.
You represent. You're not representing.
No, I'm kidding. I'm saying fuck you too much.
You're not representing right.
I'm not representing.
I mean, so
I'm not representing. All right, man. I think we covered everything, right? So we picked our playoffs, but hey, we didn't talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs or the MLB season starting.
There's no brothers in hockey.
Yeah, there is actually.
There's one brother.
There's
in
a few brothers in.
It's like three brothers
NHL. In hockey. Yeah, but let's talk about the Cubs. Cubs are going to repeat.
There's
the
like
Cubs.
Five brothers in baseball. I don't want to talk about that shit.
Hey, well, all my Latinos are there. So
that's true, though. Y'all do represent there. Because the black people in baseball can't speak up. Because if they do, they'll be out of jobs.
Hey, man. No, hey, well, let's look at it. Dexter Fowler got paid.
It's some brothers in baseball.
Aroldis Chapman kind of fucked up for the Cubs, but yeah, he's with the Yankees. He got paid.
No, he's straight. Yeah,
he got paid. He goes fast. I know.
I'm a Dodgers fan. We're almost there. We have to beat the Cubs or who we play.
Yeah, playing the Cubs.
Yeah, we almost got there. So we'll be back.
It was a good season.
It's gonna be
a good season.
We'll be back like Debo.
Debo.
We'll be back.
Oh, from like next Friday. Okay.
For Chris.
Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
You got Smokey. Knocked the fuck out.
We'll be back like Smokey.
All right, man.
It's good talking to you, bro. And
likewise, it's good.
Let's get this posted.
It's going to get posted right now.
Yeah, make sure you tell our people where we are as well.
So Twitter and Instagram at Pick and Row Show, facebook.com/Pick and Row Show. Send us your requests. Send us your kind words.
Any topics you want us to cover.
Tell your friends about us.
Tell your mama.
Somebody call my mama.
So, yeah, let us know if any topics, anything you want to talk about, anybody wants to be on the show.
Yeah, we need people on the show.
My boys, a couple of my boys in the home, they want to do maybe a phone.
Yeah, we'll get them on.
I got a couple of guys that have strong opinions about every damn thing. So,
well, I'm down to hear them as long as they don't talk about my people.
No. No, they
wouldn't. But, we're all people.
Yeah.
All lives matter, right, Chuck? True. Or is it just Black Lives Matter?
No, it ain't just Black Lives.
All lives matter.
All lives, but, you know, I feel like the Black Lives aren't.
We're the same people. We eat the same fucking food. The ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just been listening to Tribe's album quite a bit. All right, man. So for Pick and Roll, we're Pick and Roll. We'll catch you guys later.
Peace.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.